This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, for a news flash. It has just been announced in China that they are going to ban single-use plastics with a sweeping anti-plastics campaign. Tech will make it succeed. Advanced technology is what will make it happen. I lived in China for 16 years, and I've heard this so many times, and they have just gone around and around and around trying. 1.4 billion people, how do you get them to all work together on something this ambitious? But Japan, with 130 million people, sorts their garbage into 44 categories. So if the Japanese can do it, I think the Chinese can too. When we were in Beijing, they were trying to ban plastic bags, single-use plastic bags. And then when you heard Shanghai was trying it, and then when we were in Shenzhen, they were trying it. It lasts about a week or two, and the problem was there was not any kind of alternative. And when we were in Shenzhen for 3 years, every couple of weeks in our apartment tower, which was 99% Chinese, we were just in a middle class tower, urban apartment tower. These volunteers, the young volunteers, I mean, they've been how to sort, garbage and plastic and metal and glass and all this. And they were doing this, and they were handing out flyers, trying to encourage people to do it, trying to get them sensitive to do it. But you could tell there was not a deep love in the Chinese people's lives to do this, because number one, they have small places. I mean, compared to even European, well, maybe Paris, London, but for the most part, they live in smaller areas. And but again, so do the Japanese. And if the Japanese can do it, then the Chinese can too. But now I realize, about 6 months ago, Xi Jinping, the president of China, came out and said, "We are going to start sorting our garbage and our recycling." When the president of a country, puts his or her mandate on something that's going to really alter people's daily lives, then it's obviously a pretty important deal. So they had been actually doing this in Shenzhen, and I'm sure all over the country, to get people to accept the idea of sorting, even though it was not happening. All this huge campaign and signs, in the apartment complexes and parking lots, was to get people to accept the idea that it was a necessity. And so now it's going to happen. What has changed is now they have artificial intelligence, and they have already developed machines. So the one of the biggest questions is, well, what is this? Where should I put this? So now they have machines where they can actually stick the piece of whatever in the machine, and it has high definition cameras, and they've got big data banks of all the pictures, and it'll tell them where to put it. And I actually saw this when I was up in Beijing in late December. I was up there for a week, and I was in a local neighborhood, and I was like 7 o'clock in the morning, these people were sorting their garbage, and plastics, glass, aluminum, metal, this and that, batteries, and all this other stuff. And that machine was there, and they were actually able to take all the guesswork out of it and sort their stuff. So now there it's not going to be a national deal. And also, this referenced article is just bogus. Greenpeace said, "It's the first time Beijing has recognized single-use plastics as a major problem and specified the urgent necessity to significantly reduce them." That's hogwash. That's just BS. They've been working on this for years. But they are going to phase it in. They are going to the major cities are 2020. They're going to phase it in, and then 2022 in smaller cities and towns, and then in markets where fresh fruits and vegetables are sold by 2025. So they are going to phase it in. That's a real Chinese kind of characteristic about how they do things incrementally. And so if China can do it, I mean, it would just, they produce 60 million tons of plastic a year, by far the biggest in the world. And America comes in almost half of that, 38 million tons. And, you know, when we see, you know, all the, now that with all the food and everything and all these, you know, Meituan and all these other, you know, food providers and shipping, and people are shipping, you know, Taobao and Alibaba and JD and all the waste is just pharaonic. So hopefully, apparently it's going to happen after, you know, 15 years of talking about it and trying it and failing. It looks like it's not going to happen. And if it does, China will become the world's leader in reducing plastic usage and then, of course, waste. What wonderful news. This is Jeff Brown signing out. China Rising. Bye-bye.